From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Pat Olson called the decision sad but necessary. The race director announced Thursday that January's John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon races have been canceled. The Duluth News Tribune reports organizers need more money and a revived spirit, and they hope taking a year off can do it. Olson said, "We need to take time to regroup." The race suffered in the past 2 years. In 2012, it was canceled because of a lack of snow. This year, the race was delayed for 2 months until March to guarantee snow for the event. Olson said the Bear Grease Board will focus on fundraising. It takes about $50,000 to run the marathon and mid-distance races. When asked what the board would do if $50,000 came in today, she said, "Game on." But the year off also is meant to gauge interest in the event. Olson said the sport has changed its color. Mushing has become more expensive, especially for those traveling from out of state. She said a 2014 race could be held, but it would probably not offer the incentive of a purse. Perhaps the interest in the sport has declined, she said, noting that the Bear Grease relies on a small group of passionate volunteers. Olson said changes could come to the race, including the idea of running it in stages where mushers rest overnight, but that setup would exclude it as a qualifying event for the most famous race, the Iditarod in Alaska. Developers behind the proposed Polymet copper-nickel mine in northern Minnesota have launched a new public awareness campaign to try to build support for it. State and federal regulators are preparing to publish a long-awaited updated environmental review of the project in late November and put it out for public comment. As part of the run-up, mining supporters and opponents alike have stepped up their outreach efforts in recent weeks. The new Go Polymet campaign seeks to use social media such as Facebook and Twitter, as well as traditional advertising, to make the case that the mine will create jobs and meet state and federal regulations to protect Minnesota's environment. A campaign launched earlier by opponents called Mining Truth disputes that, saying pollution from copper-nickel mining would change Minnesota forever. Minnesota regulators will review the proposed expansion of a taconite mine after environmentalists warned of potential water pollution. North Shore Mining wants to expand its mine near Babbitt, but the Duluth-based environmental group Save Our Sky Blue Waters says expansion could mean digging taconite out of a new area with rock that has a higher-than-usual sulfide content, which the group says could lead to acid mine drainage off the site. The group petitioned the Department of Natural Resources for an environmental assessment worksheet, but the DNR declared the request moot because Cliffs Natural Resources, which owns North Shore Mining, filed its own request for a review. The potential for acid runoff has fueled a debate over whether the state should allow copper-nickel mining in northeastern Minnesota. Scientists and policymakers are discussing issues related to Great Lakes water levels during a conference in Ann Arbor. The event, hosted by the Environmental Law and Policy Center, began Wednesday of this week. Among interest groups represented are shipping, water utilities, industry, and advocates for the environment and homeowners. Water levels have been a contentious matter for decades. They were so high during the 1980s that cottages were washed into Lake Michigan. But they've been unusually low since the late 1990s. Heavy snow and rain have boosted levels this year, although Lakes Michigan and Huron remain below normal. Some advocates want to restore their levels by placing structures in the St. Clair River that would limit outflow from Lake Huron. Opponents say doing that might cause flooding in some places. Another race to watch is shaping up in Minnesota's 8th Congressional District, judging by early campaign finance reports. Democratic Representative Rick Nolan was outraised by Republican challenger Stuart Mills between July and September. Mills, a retailer, reported raising $243,000 in his initial months as a candidate. Nolan raised about $129,000. Nolan had a previous campaign balance, so he ended September with slightly more money in reserve. Finance reports for both were filed Tuesday with federal regulators. Nolan won the northeastern Minnesota seat in an expensive 2012 race against then-GOP Representative Chip Kravac. Outside groups poured a lot of money into that race and are sizing up the district again as one that may be competitive. More than 20 years after the North Shore Harbors Plan was adopted by the North Shore Management Board, Two Harbors may finally get its safe harbor. Slow progress is being made on a proposed $20 million small craft harbor to be located in Agate Bay. According to Harbor Coordinator Cheryl Erickson, it's the last harbor to be built in a system along the Lake Superior shores, reaching from the northern limits of Duluth to the Canadian border. Currently, Two Harbors has only a commercial harbor and a public access point. The nearest harbors for recreational boats are in Silver Bay and at the McQuaid Road just north of Duluth. Erickson said adding a safe harbor would provide opportunities for boaters that the current structures do not. As hunters prepare for Wisconsin's wolf hunt, some scientists are warning that a proposal to sharply cull the population could destabilize it just 2 years after wolves were removed from the federal endangered list. At issue is a plan favored by some members of a reconstituted State Department of Natural Resources committee to maintain a population goal of 350 wolves. The proposal runs counter to a widely accepted scientific model for harvest management, which suggests 350 is too low to reliably manage the wolf population. Currently, the DNR estimates the state has at least 800 wolves. The 2013 wolf hunt season, which calls for harvesting 275 wolves, begins on Tuesday next week. My opinion is that the 350 number is the one people who simply don't like wolves have seized upon, said Timothy Van Dielen. He's a wildlife ecologist and associate professor at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, who is not on the committee. He said, "You have a lot of the stakeholders who don't know the science or feel any obligation to the science." The Wolf Committee is one of 16 wildlife advisory committees that were revamped this spring to exclude university researchers and reduce DNR staff, a move that internal DNR records show was controversial among some of the agency's scientists. The committees now have more representation by interest groups, including sportsmen. The Wolf Committee is drafting a long-term plan for managing the animals due in June to the Natural Resources Board, which sets policy for the Wisconsin DNR. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.